Capital 263.
Masikati manasira sira tinokuchikambidzai muchirongwa chedu chinoti 99 the other guys tiri pano muchirongwa tina onai wacho tozoti miriyemo wacho tozoti chichi wacho kozoti musa wacho
musa ndinokumarisa nezidara mamba tichiri writer musa
tiri writer sereke zvirei sei
adzuri bose rekwakona here borare danamusi recaption yacho kuti manezo
aiwaiwa tikariona borare nakidza zvekuti
ba
yes zvekuti vanhu vakafara sereke vakafara zvekuti tikaona bhora rechitambwa bhora rerokudhara rerere unoziva tichiona bhora rere rokuti unofanira kutoenda kunoona bhora rere uchiziva kuti bhora rere rinonakidza zvezve
apa kwachiita pavalentine's day baba wakapenga iwe
eka ndizvozvo ndikoko ikoko ijai machokolate.
Welcome to 99 the other guys, man. Super happy that you guys are here today. We've got Miriam in the building. What's up, girls?
What up, what up, what up, what up? How you doing?
We're doing quite well, actually. And we have got like a podcaster who is about to drop some new. She is also the bae of a person who is in here.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm single.
It's like, this is what guys say after Valentine's Day when they clearly did nothing. Welcome, Chi. What up, man?
Hello.
Do you know, the crazy thing about Chichi, right, is when you see her posting angry online and her actual demeanor, quite different.
In person,
Because
she actually never leaves her house, so we're actually surprised.
Miriam, hold yourself.
That's why it's been raining for the last 2 weeks.
Shibate, hold yourself.
Don't shibate, rei pane mune kundibata.
Oh!
It's like that.
Things are changing in the Nook Nation. Things are changing in the Nook Nation, guys. Man.
Things don't change.
Hey, bro, listen. right. Actually, guys, the way this chick was walking, the way this chick is acting, you know when someone is acting in a certain way, it glow up. Yeah, you want a very cool.
Guys, I've always had a glow up. Please, relax. Relax.
Don't lie to yourself, Miriam. When you were single... That's why I said to you, now you are a case study. Because now I'm seeing a single Miriam and a Miriam in a relationship. And they are two different people.
They're not the same person.
First of all, Miriam would not have checked the statement she checked about 30 seconds ago.
Akubahwa mwanauya. Wakubahwa. Zviro zvese zvakubahwa bahwa izvo. Haikazvi.
And I'm reliably informed that the person who is responsible for the who might be responsible for what we are projecting as the reason why you are having this glow up is a listener to the show, huh? Of the show, huh?
So is he
doing a good job at being whoever he is to you?
Yes. Yes.
What's the coolest thing about him?
I don't want to market my boyfriend out here.
Remember, we go, all right.
Okay. One of the most awesome things is that we do like crossword puzzles together.
Guys, let's get on with the show.
And it's amazing.
Let's continue with the show. My relationship offside goes.
It's offside.
Yeah, that league is like, you know, there's Europa and UEFA.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are like, do you know those reserve teams kind of under 19?
My league two. League science.
He's sort of comedian.
We're in the World Cup. Nah, we're not in the World Cup. Championships.
No, World Cup is like when you really get paid up. When you guys are going to be dressing in African attire, and it's not because of Black Panther.
No.
That's World Cup.
Yes.
Even
in Susa, etc.
Okay, fine. Sometimes. It's AFCON.
Ah, my. Mujuru is more Premier League.
Nah.
Division 1.
So when she was single, she was off-season maybe?
No, she wasn't off-season. She was still going my pre-trials.
Poor girl.
Pre-trials?
Yes.
Do you know what? Let's talk about Chichi for a second.
Damn.
Chichi is the lady who was... There's a comment we posted in the group about 50 Shades of Grey last week. And Chichi was one of those who were like, screw that, man. 50 Shades of Grey is a crap movie. It's got crap writing. I'm in agreement with
and
that.
And I supported my answers and in written form.
Shout out to Epi.
Yes, Epi.
No, I'm trying to say the name properly. Epi, I think.
Epnoja.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
I think she's got a really unique name. She's in the Nuke Nation group. And she actually was like, there's a Christian angle. If you look at it from a Christian point of view, right, mm-hmm. you're going to see 50 Shades of Grey a whole lot different. And I'm saying, like, imagine if I go to church and I'm like, guys, I'm getting a 50 Shades of Grey.
There's a Christian. Wait, please, can you, like, share with us the Christians? Like...
No, no. I don't know. Is it from a Christian point of view or from,
you know,
from Christian?
Christian Grey.
I think she meant
yeah.
from Christian.
I'm not quite
Grey.
Not good from church. Because mm-hmm.
But
I'm like,
there is a church point of view. You could look at it, guys.
Which no, there is.
Heart healing is required.
Not from a church type of you now. There's
nothing.
Alright guys, let's start the show. So hey, welcome Chichi. Let's actually start to get it about a week ago. Cool.
About a week ago,
All right, this week. What did you get for Valentine's, Chichi?
That's what she got.
Don't answer. She got me for Valentine's.
I said Chichi. Chichi, what did you get for Valentine's?
In short fact, I got a flu.
From Musa.
Yes.
Musa out here giving up people diseases, bro. For Valentine's Day, bro.
I shall not comment, no speculator on the matter.
Miriam?
Well, I don't celebrate Valentine's, so Valentine's was any other day. We were just hanging out.
I've got a story to tell you. It's a confession. I was in high school. I had a girlfriend, and this girlfriend had friends who were girls who were my close friends. I had no money to buy Valentine's. I got super anxious about it.
Mm-hmm.
After I got super anxious about it, I asked one of the girls who's my homie, right? I'm like, yo, can hit me up with the young car. I don't know how much money it was, but they were rich, so I was kind of expecting that she'd forget, right? And I did that to be able to buy this said girlfriend of mine a Valentine's present. Because, you know, that Valentine's Day, I bought the present. Do you know, there's when you've got your heart into it and then when your heart isn't really, like, just doing it for the sake of.
Mm-hmm.
So I then had to pay it back. And Nancy Nautum will be your mother and mama when I was supposed to go back to school. And I thought this chick wasn't going to ask for that money back. But she started asking for that money back. And I was only happy I got, like, the tuck money that I had. That I thought was, like, petty money for her. The whole term's tuck money is what I used to pay that girl back.
These girls,
this bestie and this girl.
What had you gotten her?
No, it wasn't much. But then Nangan Snow Mad, and it was 2008. These two girls learned together. I was thinking, imagine I hadn't been able to pay her back. Because of Valentine's Day. And this is why I don't like Valentine's Day.
Mm.
Wow. I think they got touch button is my word cap in my chichiga. Ipapoka, I think you were sort of like a broke. A national football association. Mabuzas.
Yeah. My kids.
I got my expectation. That's why I say, like, Valentine's Day is for girls to just tell each other, like, yo, I got this and that. Ah, you miss me with that. I'd rather pay something the next day after Valentine's Day just for the sake of. But let's get into the news this week. Morgan Tsvangirai passes on. Reflection, what y'all think?
I think it's very sad that he had to pass on before he could see his vision fulfilled, for lack of a better way of putting it. But I think what got me was certain reactions from people. You mm-hmm. see people that were sort of like castigating him a couple of weeks ago,
and then all of a sudden, it's like icon,
son of the soil, icon, blah blah blah, a fighter of people's freedoms, men of the people, and you're like, a couple of weeks ago, you were the guys who were saying, Jimbasungata,
yeah,
hey, what, and I know, like, I saw a tweet from Kasukwere, also sort of saying the same thing, and people were like, from where, bruh, you are the reason, you are sort of the reason why he didn't get to where he was supposed to be, you know? And you're now, because we're now doing that thing here, you know, it's genius show na here. You go to Wafawa Naka kind of thing. Oh, just because he's dead now. Oh, yeah, he was a good guy.
Yeah.
He had the people at heart, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So. I think it's one of those where someone dies and you also want to be seen like you're you know, you have a heart, or I think it's just for mileage. It might not even be heartfelt. It's just, rest in peace, because everyone's doing it.
For argument's sake, so we're saying people who were in ZANU-PF, especially people in ZANU-PF castigating this guy, have got no right to say rest in peace to the guy. Like, especially in public.
Look, I feel, I don't know what the dynamics were behind the scenes, you know, because from what I understand, I may be wrong, but these people sort of, I'm sure I would it outside of the public eye, and outside of the cameras and outside of the political sphere. So you never know the kind of relationship that they had. So even if they were to come out and say, Kuti, you know, we feel for you, we're sorry for your loss, blah, blah, blah. Which is sort of, I feel like I'm sort of like contradicting myself from my previous statement. But it's you don't know the kind of relationship that they had before. So for them to come out and say such things, well, yeah, it could be just optics, you know, to just say, look, we have to say something. Or it could just be genuinely coming from a place of saying this guy was opposition and he gave us a hard time. And we needed to step up our game in order for us to win the electorate back.
But I think what was interesting and what came out of it is the people who were policing how people should then pay their condolences.
Yeah, Matigri.
He
was up on that whole, oh, Chamisa, we haven't seen your condolences.
Exactly. Let's say there's like a roster of guys.
What, I have to put everything online.
Online, right? What if he went to the house? What if he spoke to the family? What if... I mean,
Did you check out that post here? This other person who was instigating that Chamisa was now in a relationship with Morgan's, with the late Morgan's wife.
What?
Yeah, I saw that.
Serious?
Yeah. I mean, I think, because the thing is, I think they have to say something. If they don't say something, then it's, because that will also be bad optics, considering what the country's gone through in the past 3 months alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know, man.
But it was sad, though.
It was sad, though. I think I would call him the father of opposition, like real
he
opposition.
He is an icon. He really is an iconic opposition leader.
I think the Fadzai Mahiris, the Pastor Evans, all those people would not have really gone this far had it not been for what this guy did. And listen.
Guys, you know, Morgan Akamborowa.
Guys, that guy was beaten up.
So.
When you saw the pictures coming out of the stuff that he went through, that's when you would realize, like, man.
He went through the most.
I think it was a little, not ridiculous. I think it was a little... too much for people to think that he was going to become a national hero.
Hero.
I was like, oh, son of a
guy. How would they even explain that? Like, within themselves? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I think logically should have been.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because of the presence of how they've kind of set the systems up.
It wouldn't have worked.
Cyril becomes president of South Africa.
Cyril.
Ramaphosa.
Ramaphosa. He didn't have any connections with the Guptas, isn't
he? I don't know.
I don't think Zuma he did. Zuma had.
We don't know
yet.
So basically the idea, like the South Africa just pulled a young Zim. Or in fact,
They
did this before with Thabo Mbeki. Or sort of. Maybe not under the same circumstances exactly.
Yeah.
The ANC was calling for South African president to like give up. Like to just step down. And then Zuma was like, no, I ain't done nothing wrong. Although there seemed to be evidence that he'd done something wrong. And then now he's off. Now he is not president anymore, and now Cyril, the guy who was the deputy president, is not the president, and he's saying all the stuff that people want to hear.
The funny thing is, now people are like, Julius is just there, like, okay, so what is he gonna post? Because he was so against Zuma.
Yeah.
So now people are like, okay, so Julius,
instead of opening up the files on Cyril,
I guess,
you know,
he
they're king makers. He's like a king destroyer.
He's like, wait for it, I've got something on Cyril. But apparently he is really like a person of the people. I mean, the other day they were like, they were doing, it's funny, in South Africa, they're doing nearly the same thing that they're doing in Zim, where every little thing that the president does is like, oh, wow. So they're reporting that Cyril was taking a jog in some funny park and he had selfies with people and whatnot. And it's like, guys, like, he probably used to jog every other day.
His wife is a doctor. Not that just because your wife jogs, you're going to jog. His wife is a doctor, though. So I mean, you would expect him to live such a healthy life.
Exactly. But now it's like out there. Now, what I'm saying is that now it's just all, oh, look, the president has taken a jog. Yay. He's all pro-health, you know, type of thing. So, yeah.
And then Black Panther. Who did it excite more? Americans or Black Americans who kind of want to feel like we're African again?
We're African.
Like, I don't know if... Do you think if it was not hyped the way it was hyped by Americans, we would have been as hyped as they seem to be?
No, we probably wouldn't have.
I disagree.
Really?
I disagree. Because it's not really about Black Panther. It's about black, just having a black hero. And I think that's where the hype is actually coming from. It's actually coming from people being excited about seeing themselves on screen or seeing a reflection of themselves on screen. So that's where the hype is coming from. So everything else is building up out of that. Because I think there are a lot of stories I was like even reading online about like I think it was Chadwick Boseman. There was a clip I actually shared it on Facebook where he literally started crying because he was talking about these two kids who had cancer. And how much he said he was talking to them like literally almost every day, but at least every week. And he was like, they were literally saying to him almost every time he spoke to them, he's like, they're like, oh, well, we're waiting for the premiere. We're holding on for the premiere. And that's what it was about. Sweet. It was, and I really believe that, even to spin it a bit, I don't think Black Panther is even necessarily the perfect hero for us. He's not, because we have to really look back and see how he was developed, track the whole story and see where he really came from in order to determine if he's truly representative of black people or African people. So I think there's that. I really think it's about more than that. It's not about Black Panther. I think it's having a voice, if that makes sense.
Mashuko makukutu.
Hey, the podcast coming soon. What do you think of the post where someone's like, the LGBTQ population not represented good enough?
Oh, are you serious?
I haven't even watched the movie and someone already posted that, like, oh, Black Panther missed the opportunity to have LGBTQ within.
This is what I'm having a problem with in this world right now. Like, everybody just wants to, they want to ride off someone else's thunder, right?
Yeah.
This movie is celebrating black heroes and black excellence and like fighting and whatnot. And now you're like, oh, the LGBT. You know, like, come on, just let us flourish.
Yes. One thing at a time.
Let us flourish. Time the next superhero movie, they'll make it about LGBTQ people.
Just give people an opportunity. Because I feel like, you know, you're absolutely right. I feel like we've just gotten a milestone in terms of having an all black cast, you know, in a blockbuster movie. Apart from Blade, there's the argument that Blade was the first black superhero. But anyway, having like an all black lead cast and after so many years, you know, in a big blockbuster movie, it took us a long time. So let us have this moment for us to be able to take this in our hearts and say, yes, this is ours. And then we'll just see how the future holds, you know, in terms of all the other civil issues like LGBT or, you know, transgender, or all those other things, you know.
But also, can I say, I think what it does highlight, though, on the flip side, is the fact that there's so many untold stories and people are tired of hearing the same
stories.
Stories all the time. They want to hear stories that reflect them, where they are, what they're going through. And I think that's where the cry is coming from. I just think it's misplaced, you know, because at times they do want to hijack other people's stories and don't allow, like, if you want your moment in the light, you should allow the other person to also experience something they haven't. Because that's also, I think the racism thing has gone on for such an extended period where it's not recognized and it's always blurred with other things, you know, like the whole black-white thing.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
So Black Panther supposedly represented some of the coolest things about Africa, right? Basically. Or some of the things that Africa has been known to represent itself as, particularly ancient Africa, with modern Africa. This story was not originally written by an African. Just putting it out there. Right?
Exactly.
There was what seemed to be a lesbian couple at some point within the Dora Milaje, right?
Mm-hmm.
According to the comic. But then, if we're strictly going to be really African, as according to what Africa portrays from way back, right? Which is anti-LGBTQ. Would it then make it correct to put it in a movie which speaks towards being African, and yet critically African from way back then did not or was not proud of this, whether it's proud of it now or not? I'm just saying. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a very weird thing, but like, it's a, okay, for an example, let's say a typical movie about maybe a Christian-based movie about maybe Paul or Jesus, and then someone says, but then we do know there was the existence of probably LGBTQ people in that movie. So why aren't they represented when we know that, well, basically...
For me, one of the things is you start to blur the stories, you know? Because I think you can... There's a possibility that you're going to distort certain things. Like, is the focus, is the purpose of Black Panther to show that? Because it is, and if that's one of the things they're pushing through, then fine, because it's part of the agenda. But I think it's messed up to try to take someone, literally hijack someone else's vehicle and say that it's... somehow you like it means also, like, for example, because essentially what they're saying is that they weren't thought of in the process, but what makes them think that you see what I mean?
Just by omission.
By omission, you can never win that argument.
Just by omission, you don't know that. And also, like Chichi is saying, you can't then push something else on someone else's storyline. If the storyline was to have a black superhero, then let that come out. If you had other agendas, oh no, we should have, I don't
women's
know,
rights,
yes, and whatnot, and whatnot.
This
it
is, just
becomes
enjoy the movie, yeah.
Yeah, just not make it about too much.
Okay, cool. Now, speaking about girls, let's go to hashtags.coms and something a little lighter. Again, I'd like you guys to take. There's a podcast that's coming soon. The wokeness you guys could already tell was coming from Chichi. She's highly critical about screen movie theater, both daytime. Both daytimes. She can talk about soapies like Days of Our Lives. All right, but then let's keep going. Let's go to hashtagzing.com. I like it when hashtagzing.com starts with people laughing. Hashtagzing.com. Okay, so before we get into the crazy hashtags, I don't know which one to start with. I saw something online where girls seem to be proposing to guys more.
Really?
Like, they're going down on their knees and proposing to guys. More pictures of girls proposing to guys. And then there was this one where this kid looked super shocked, like, nah, this ain't gonna happen, right? So I want to ask you guys, like, this whole thing about girls proposing to guys now for marriage, like, going down on one knee, are y'all cool with it?
No.
Or this is 2018, so she'll be progressive. Women can do whatever men can do.
No.
Yeah. What's wrong with women, like, you know?
No, I want him to be able to step up and propose to me. I don't want to force someone to marry me and then years down the line, Jonesy, like, we get into a small fight and then it's one of those, oh, but you asked me. This is what you asked for, you know? Like, no.
Isn't this like
and chivalry also.
Isn't this like a role reversal? Because at the end of the day, like, the same thing could happen. Future, they propose, they were married, but let's get married to Tukan. You're voting, but I didn't ask to be married. You're the one that see what I'm. It's just one of those things. It just happens. You feel it in your heart. If you decide to propose, maybe the guy is taking his time, but he just needs that.
He
gentle,
needs a push,
gentle nudge.
I think when it comes to guys, correct me if I'm wrong. If they know you're what wrong. They want,
you're wrong.
If they know what they want, they go for it. Musa Onai, correct me if I'm wrong.
Not exactly. It's not a rule.
Okay, Musa.
It's not a rule exactly. Sometimes I'll tell you, like, sometimes you know what you want, you're a little too scared to ask for it. But I disagree with you totally. No, I disagree with Musa totally upon like the girl should nudge the guy in direction. I don't know what you're doing.
No nudging.
No nudging.
Why not?
I want to propose to this girl.
But he could do that. And? But then you see certain situations whereby he does the whole thing. And then Apana to
Lolo. Like what? Like what? Okay, give us a situation.
But I think that's because you don't know each other. Because if you know each other.
Thank you. That's why I'm saying that gentle nudge to know that everything is okay. You should be right.
Okay,
say plug musoke to sing as
my kids such a way. Do you know what? The thing with proposals, Munango Muka, Ango Roto Moka, you know what? I'm going to propose to this girl. Obviously, you would have spoken about get marriage.
Hold
up. When you guys want to get married, you wouldn't even have spoken about
you're nudging one.
You are getting down on one knee.
And this is where
the argument. Is it okay for you to get down on one knee? But how many dudes will accept that?
No, this is my thing. I think we just need to admit this. There are certain things that guys should do. Let's just start there. And just certain things that girls should not
be expected to do. You know what? Regardless of how we kind of see the world getting gender fluid, I, for one, am a classical dude. I think the guy should do the proposing, all right? I do not want to be proposed to exactly. I want to be nudged because us guys don't totally get everything. But the nudging is one of those where she is not going down on one knee.
It's all babe. Take a look at these rings. Aren't they pretty?
Yeah, Zrinan. It's better.
No,
that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about exactly what Tonai was talking about. That's what I was saying. That's besides the point. Anyway, I've lost my train of thought.
Okay.
But what I wanted to say was, continue.
Okay, well, I was going to support what Unai was saying, Kuti.
I always say, Kuti,
sometimes as women, we try so hard to do everything that men can do that we get to a point where we're losing our femininity. Not our identity or our femininity.
That word.
Exactly. Mm. Where we try so hard and... You know, I wanna be proposed to romantically.
I always say this. If women want to... Okay, you will not beat a guy by being like a guy. Do you get what I mean? Like, you'll beat or you'll stand out as who you are by being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So, I often look at women trying so hard to beat their male counterparts in different fields by acting exactly like the guys, right? And it doesn't usually come out well. Be who you are. Own who you are. That's what I say. I'll never beat Musa at being Musa. I don't have to beat him if I'm going to be myself.
I was actually watching an episode of Insecure where the Molly chick, she's like the lawyer and she's trying to get a promotion and whatever. She started going to watch these ice hockey games because her bosses like... enjoyed that and they went with the other white boy who always, you know, was there and like, and she tried so hard to just get in their faces, but it was just backfiring because she was just, you know, instead of her just, okay, well, she was putting in the work, but you know, she was really trying to just get into their space.
Yeah. I mean, it's like she does a lot of graphic design. Imagine if she, I hate to say graphic designing because she's an artist.
She's an artist, right?
I hate using graphic designing. I really do. But like, if there is someone who people say like, oh, you should be like this person, Chichi, it will be the first person to tell you that she... Do you know what? Why am I saying this? Explain it for yourself.
I think when it comes... Okay, for two things. Firstly, relationships and work are, I think, two kind of slightly different... There's different dynamics involved there. So I think with the relationship thing, I think it's important for you to be on the same page because it doesn't make sense for you to propose from the blue when there's zero. Mm. So, and then the work thing, definitely. I just think at the end of the day, it's usually someone who has a problem with it who points it out. Like I've had people say to me, you're a woman. Someone said to me, are you a girl power person? And I said,
you're a girl power person. What kind of question is
like,
that?
Exactly. I kind of feel like people, Archie's just out there, he's got like a Black Panther t-shirt and we're going to watch Black Panther.
I don't like Archie very much right now.
He's got a Wakanda forever. We're going to take a picture so you can see what he's wearing. He's really, looking really dapper. Not dapper. Looking really cool. Looking really cool. No, that sounds the wrong English. Because Miriam was about it. She's like, no, Anai, that's not the word that she used.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Miriam, we know you. So, like, to be honest, yeah, your point is right.
Yeah.
Never look down upon a woman's work because she's a woman.
Exactly.
But
also, sometimes the thing is, it's irrelevant. Like, it's find sometimes it's just someone bringing it up. Mm.
Yeah, cool. But I'm saying, like, you don't have to go watch the soccer with the boss just because guys do it so you can get your promotion.
Exactly.
You
know
what
I
mean? Just like what you said, you have to be yourself.
Let's go to the next. This trend, Medium's going to explain a bit on it. On Twitter, there's just this whole people with dimples. Glasses Twitter. More?
People with hashtag people with gaps in their teeth Twitter. Hashtag people with curves. You talked about that, right? Yeah. What else was there? Hashtag what?
It's like
hashtag nail polish. There was a nail polish one.
I'm tired, bro.
Yeah, there was just a lot
I'm
of
tired,
them.
Bro. I'm tired of that, bro. I'm tired of that. Like, I don't know. If you're a person who participates in such a hashtag, you are
I don't know.
Vain. Or you are somebody that is lacking
self-esteem. And you need to put yourself out there. Yeah
you need
and
validation. Oh, you look great. Mm. That is brilliant. Oh, I love those curves. Oh, look at those glasses. You
look really good. Yeah. Yes.
So I think it's self-validation and self looking for that self-esteem because your confidence is an all-time low.
Mm.
Couldn't it just be fun though?
Wish that was really, yeah, because that was really dark.
Like, I'm trying to think, I'm seeing some of my homies there, or people with the dimples. I'm like, you know, I could post that, but I'm like, I ain't trying to do that. I can't wait for the ones that are very exclusionary. People with Mercedes Benz's E3. Like,
I don't think, well, they probably would. But like, guys.
People who bought their own houses.
I think people are just spending too much time on social media. And they're just coming up with these hashtags.
People who watch Black Panther.
I was about to say, Kuti, people who do that have so much time on their hands. Honestly.
People with so much time on their hands.
Thighs for sure.
Oh yeah, there's thighs. The girls with thighs.
There's thighs.
Thighs is always kind of been there. Thighs
and curves. And funny enough, now on Twitter, and when someone like posts the thirst trap type of picture, there'll be guys who'll be commenting soccer thingies.
I absolutely love that.
This one chick actually complained. She's like, oh, you know, you guys, the way you're commenting about soccer on these pictures, da 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 da.
I totally love it. She complains. She puts a picture of herself wearing almost close to nothing, hoping to get some sort of reaction. And guys are talking about the English Premier League. Mm. I love it.
Mm.
I totally love it. And guys, remember that daro. Nay.
Because if guys then Instagram. Comment, then the chicks will be like, objectification type of thing. And if they don't, it's, oh no, but you're not seeing how bedonkulous I am.
Yeah. Well.
But anyway.
Yeah, hashtags.com. So do you?
Women are complicated.
Basically. But it's not only women who are doing that though.
There was the one where this dude was there as well, who was almost kind of naked as well. And then chicks, and instead of the dudes were talking about soccer, chicks started talking about, oh my gosh, where can I find this dress?
Keep doing that.
Yes, we're not going to objectify men. Also,
Twitter.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to what's to call it, the filling station. I feel like the show is moving so fast today. But it's not actually.
We're still on how many minutes?
Oh, like 32.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Not bad.
Let's
not
go
bad
to
at all.
Filling station. We're going to be talking about places you should never be seen with except unless you are with your bae.
Yo.
I think my English was wrong there. Shout out to, don't forget the names right. There's a lot of people who've been talking to us on Twitter. There is the lady in Scotland who pointed out my bad English. So I want to get the name right. So let me just look at my Twitter. All right, cool. But see,
colleague.
All right, let's get to hashtags and .coms. All right, okay, so these guys, I don't know, looking at people's bays and stuff. So let me just take the chance to give a big shout out to these three people. I want to give a big shout out to Umtogozi Simabena.
Umtogozi, hi.
His Twitter handle is Official Mabena. It's cool. He was listening to all the shows and we started talking like at night, Insomniacs Attack. It was pretty cool. Also, I guess it's from Skies as well. So, Ayo Sharpenfit. And then also, this lady who pointed out my bad English, Sarah Nana.
Shout out to you, Nana. Yes.
A big shout out to you. I think she's a new listener. So I hope you actually get to listen to this. She wrote Scotland. So, hey. It's just pretty cool. Then I want to give a big shout out to Geotechnocrat again. I also want to give a big shout out to. Who else was really a big shout out to?
Yeah, we're shouting out Geotechnocrat. I don't know what it's in.
I don't know.
Corruption and bribery. No, it's not even corruption.
All right, cool. Because he's my homie. He's my homie. He's like the lighty of my homie. So yeah, it's pretty cool like that.
Yeah,
so,
yours go from way back, isn't it?
Sort of.
Mm.
So let's get into the filling station. Jhené Aiko, who happens to be the girlfriend of Big Sean. Right, was that one? Yeah. She was on... there's Archie in the background, so guys, don't mind. So she happened to be asked on BBC One Next Hour. She met Big Sean. And then she was like, you know, how we met. I was in a relationship. Sean wasn't. And then he asked me to go out on a date with him. Courtside, basketball, what. And then she agreed to go to that date.
So it was literally a date. It wasn't like, let's hang out as
what
friends.
What is a freaking date, though?
Sorry.
Like, let me just get to the question. Are you supposed to be going out on dates? I mean, she did find out the boyfriend that she was with was cheating on her. He was married and da 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 da. But at this point in time, she and Sean were not, I mean, she was in a relationship and she went out on a date courtside.
So you're saying to me that before he asked her out on a date, they didn't know each other?
No, no, they were working together. Like, they were, like, doing music together and stuff. So they did, like, a whole mixtape.
So they were, like, homies.
I don't know. I guess so.
So...
Yeah, I think we need the context. Because context did it right today. Because it'll be similar to, let's say, for example, Skittles. Skittles, anima connections, yaku Dimbare and did. So, ungoti Musa, let's go on a date to know that Dimbare and Chitamba.
You see now.
But you wouldn't say right. date.
It wouldn't say exactly. The word so date no, wouldn't. It would be like, let's go watch soccer.
Like, which places? I mean, like, places where you should never be with anyone else besides your actual bae. Like, or situations where, guys, if you're going to be seen with another guy there, yeah. This just has to be bae. If it's not bae and you have got a bae, like, unless both of y'all are single, auntie, you should not be there unless this person is your bae. And I think Jhené Aiko had no business going courtside seats with Big Sean while she was in a relationship, regardless of the fact that relationship was on the rocks or not. She had no business going there. I think she was cheating on the guy.
Okay, listen. No.
Like,
Listen. Okay, a courtside, they are like in a public place with like hundreds of thousands of people.
Thank you.
Also, it's a friendly date. Like,
it's basketball.
It's basketball.
It wasn't friendly because she had already kind of checked out the
But they already knew each dating. Other. But they already dating. Knew each other, though.
We can't put a courtside basketball the same to go and watch rom-com in a lamp right. seat at Sam Levy's village.
It's like going to watch cricket. Is that wrong?
Is that wrong?
Monogara balloon baby or cricket. Is that wrong?
Are you tuning me? You're okay. Okay, so Archie, how are you doing? Are you telling me that you will legit, even if it's going to like squad goals, right?
Yeah.
You would legit be okay with your girlfriend going to, wait. Your girlfriend going to watch this cricket with this one guy.
Guys, this thing of what, hoping or acting like our women live in bubbles. That's
it's not just about women. I'm gonna give a situation.
Like, because guys, look, it's a cricket game.
I've got your back.
Hey,
are you okay?
Hey, you
can go in my place.
No. I'm telling you, Miriam, Bay, and.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, you didn't get that. You get a translation when the episode comes out. Are you okay with him going to watch cricket with another girl who he just happens to be friends with?
First of all, have I met this girl? Am I friends with her as well?
Okay.
Has he introduced me? Do I know they're friends?
Under all these circumstances, you're okay with him going out on this thing?
If I know they're friends and I've met the girl and the friend vibes. Guys, don't over-chengera your people.
Okay, fine. That's you.
Also, another...
Hey, homie, if you listen to this, one license. This guy is going to go on a date with...
Listen.
He's going to go on a date with Skittles.
But
then they don't know each other. That's what I'm saying. They don't know each other.
Another side. Another angle. What if... The only way I think it would be a bit dubious if there's something that only you two do together.
Ah, come on, that was my point.
Sorry.
Exactly why this
Yeah, it's true. If that is something that is very specific and unique to your relationship, then it's a no-go in it. Like if it's the boyfriend, we're going to courtside, like for example, if Archie... The bastard he is decides to come and take Chichi to go watch Black Panther. They told someone because it was something they were supposed to do together. But I know relationship and now and Archie, so it will be okay. But if it was a situation where it's Onai, nobody said that to put up food.
Yes, tell them.
How am I any different from Archie? I thought me and Archie held the same.
I'm special.
His name is Archie.
Exactly.
My name is Onai.
Yes. That's the difference. So you're not Archie Shawan.
Ningi Miri akangoenda ku gelato. Big noise, Baba.
Guys, I swear to you, I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's contextual. You have to understand the history that these two
I
have.
I do not want my bae. Or I have got no business going with some other girl at some other joint, which my bae could feel like it was supposed to be me and her there.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
No, but I kind of feel like that's everywhere though. No. Like if I'm gonna
in the past 365 days though, how many situations like that have you been in?
None. None, actually. None. None.
Yes, sir.
None. Like absolutely none. I have not been in a situation where I have had to be with this one girl being entertained.
What about her?
Huh?
What about her since it's long distance?
Mm. Hey, bro, she keeping it real. I ain't gonna lie. She keeping it real. Everyone's looking at sweetie, they don't trust you. I trust you. That's what matters, okay?
It's not about
it's not about
it's that.
Not
listen,
that
you listen, don't trust listen. Her.
Why are you saying names, bro? You have to beat that up. Why are you saying names, dog? These guys.
Is it a drama secret? Sorry, I didn't have a secret. But listen, hey, black sheep. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we trust you, man. We trust you. But it's just that, hey, we're cool as a man. And you never know what situations. Because at a certain time, you might be forced into a situation that you have to go into that thing.
It's different when you're forced into a situation where you're going to have to be with someone. If it's like, I'm saying this, I just kind of feel like courtside with
what everyone. What if they were talking music?
Bruh.
Exactly.
I mean, yes, he was.
Onai, Onai, listen.
The only nigga.
Listen, right? If I'm an entrepreneur and I want to get sponsorship from, let's say, some organization, I go on a lunch, not a lunch date, but like a lunch meeting.
You still want to call it a date, and
I go on a lunch meeting with, let's say, if Musa was the producer of something and I wanted to go.
Oh, okay.
Lunch meeting in an official environment. Okay. It's not like Taka Varirana in some funny lodge.
Yeah.
It was freaking courtside.
Courtside! Guys, courtside!
I'm a Lamira, I'm a lodge.
Jeez, Archie. It was an example.
I wish you guys were in our WhatsApp group. When the pictures start coming, you like, our WhatsApp group sometimes has got nice times. My nice moments. I totally love our WhatsApp group.
Case study. I'm really a bit cool. I'm cool.
Anyway, listen, maybe we've got different rules. I do admit, maybe I'm being a little too hard.
But
in Nanga, I just feel like Jhené Aiko had no business going to this date. Because I think she kind of mentioned it, that she kind of thought it was cool, you know?
I think, you know what? That. Obviously, I do agree with that, what you're saying. I know where you're coming from. Because you have to protect your relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's about. You have to be careful because not everybody, she might be innocent. Like, she might actually be straight and the other person's shady. So
that's where
the balancing comes from.
And another
thing, you just have to protect your relationship.
Another thing is you have to know your person. Yeah. Is my person okay with me going with Archie to, I don't know, Black Panther?
I kind of feel like if your girl is asking you certain things that look like they're intimate, right, she's just trying to tell you that nigga.
Sometimes it's actually very innocent.
I'll tell you, for example, right? Okay, good, yeah. Again, today I'm telling you about ex. All the time. I'm dating this girl. I was in college, she was in high school. So they leave us date, whatever thing, right?
Mm.
And then one of the rules was like, you can't bring anyone who was above a certain age, which I was above, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she didn't have the options to take someone out, but I was like, bruh.
That rule sounds like it was bullshit, but continue.
You could have been a lie as well, right?
Yeah, bruh.
I think one of the dudes, hey, do you know, never mind.
Continue, sir.
I could put my, I just feel weird talking about like past stories, but never mind. But at the end of the day, right, you kind of need to realize that certain things you can't be doing to your exes.
With exes.
All right. Let me just pick up this phone and then. Okay. Actually, take this one.
It's not with the exes.
Okay, I know.
Exes is a whole different situation.
All right. No. Anyway. I think at the time we had a conversation about it, and I think she hadn't even seen it that way, so I can't really blame her for it. Yeah, I can't really blame her for it. But anyway. So at the end of the day, you're saying it's cool for guys to go out on dates with other guys.
No, not dates. We're not saying dates. Because that's what the issue
shindigs.
If you're in a relationship shindigs. And you guys are exclusively together, then you can't just randomly. I agree with you. You can't randomly go out with people. But if you're close friends and you know each other, you know, well, you know it's not out of context.
Yeah. Then you know it's okay. If you're okay with...
But if I find, like, for example, I have to hide from Musa,
then it's a problem.
I met up with Ningi. Ah, then there's a one there.
Just be open.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of looking at Jasha on a phone call, right? But anyway, yeah. But, whatever.
Also, it means, like, if... also, like, if they're okay with sitting courtside, right, in public, being taken a photo, like someone taking a photograph of them, it means maybe they don't even care about the relationship they're in the first place. Because you wouldn't care. I mean,
now I'm not the courtside in Derby.
For you, which is okay.
And as long as she understands that too. It's like, know your person.
Okay, I'm trying to know your persons. You guys are gonna get known.
I know my person.
Saka, you Saka, like, for example, this is a scenario. Would you feel uncomfortable in a situation where black sheep, right? Oenda na achiku church, right? Wo bozi namatai together.
And yeah, they have to hold hands.
And then they have to hold hands. Ona achi achi daiso. Achi batom so. Achi batom black sheep so. And the black sheep, oh, yeah, so in here, and it's like, how would you be?
Where am I? I need to be a church there. We're in the same place, couples. I am there. Ah, I wouldn't danger.
I wouldn't mind how blow you.
I don't care. Wait, as the Kuma church, because nah, I'm with that. I'm with her, bro. I don't know. Maybe I'm over. I'm looking at this wrong, but yeah. I want actually to take over so I can like answer this phone call, because we're almost done anyway. Yeah. Can you close down the show, Musa?
Okay, so we discussed a lot of things today on this program, right, Miriam? Where can people? Where can people catch you?
Okay, you can catch me on Twitter. Just look for Happiness Chaser. You can check out my blog, mirinyakuzuka.wordpress.com. Please continue voting for me.
Oh, yes, I was about to ask, voting...
Voting closes on Wednesday, the 21st
and
of February.
And this is for the what?
This is for the Zim Blog Awards.
Okay, great.
The awards will be held on the 2nd of March, I think, at Motor Republic. So
Do you know the website?
The website is...
we'll post it.
Influencers... okay, we'll post it on the group.
We'll post it on the group, right. Chichi, where can people catch you?
On Facebook. At Chi the Movie Nut.
Chi the Movie Nut.
Yes.
Chi the Movie Nut is coming to you soon on this podcast station.
You can also join our group.
Yes, on Facebook. Yes. Yes. Onai, where can people catch you?
Onai online, and definitely not at a courtside with anyone else's bae. But yeah, that's me. See you on Noog Nation group.
Let's talk.
Yeah, Archie. And you can catch me today. I'm going to watch Black Panther with Arch. You see, with guys.
And guy date.
And my...
And yeah. And you can catch me, Archie. Archie Moore on all social media platforms. I guess you can also vote for me on this Tribe of Influencers thing.
Yes!
But you see, while we're on this guy, now I'm going to tell a short story. So I got the link where people are voting. I went to check it out. And then I saw, you know, I was like on number 3. And like 17 votes, I'm going to 27, I'm going to 29. Those are the two highest. So what did I do? I cheated. I ain't gonna lie. I reloaded that page and voted for myself.
But you can vote as many times as you want.
Exactly.
But that kind of makes it unfair.
And so I reloaded and voted for myself until I was number 2. 26 votes, number 1, 29 votes. Went to work, came back number 1 at 200. I cannot reload that much, guys. Vote.
All right, cool. Vote for Archie. So, guys, see you later. See you later. See you later, alligator. All right, bye. This has been Nine and the Other Guys. And figuring out adulthood in 30 or so minutes.
Yes. Yes. Ipapoto vana chirogwa chedu tiri pano napo napo pa nefenyu renyu ye Capital 263 Nine and the Other Guys. Bye. And now. Capital 263.